XEO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's bringing back a hallmark of his first administration and imposing a travel ban. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The president's proclamation fully restricts the entry of nationals from 12 countries, including Libya, Sudan, and Yemen. It partially restricts entry of people from 7 countries, including Cuba and Venezuela.
The Colorado terror suspect accused of Sunday's firebomb attack that injured 15 people, rallying support of Israeli hostages, is headed to court.
Mohammed Soleiman will be in front of a judge today for the official filing of more than 40 state charges, including attempted murder. He has not yet entered a plea.
CBS's Omar Villafranca from Boulder. Israel says it's recovered the bodies of 2 Israeli Americans in southern Gaza. The BBC's Barbara Plett Usher.
They were killed at their kibbutz during the October 7th attack by a Palestinian militant group that carried out the attack alongside Hamas.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. We've all seen beaches close because of icky green algae. In central Wisconsin, they're testing a way to restore lakes to their natural beauty without the use of chemicals. The test started about a year and a half ago in the marina on Lake Arrowhead in Adams County. Carl Hasdahl, who is now the Rome Town Board chairperson, said within 67 days, the amount of muck on the bottom of the marina had been reduced by a foot.
The clarity of the water went from 8 inches to 3 feet.
The process uses Mollier nanobubble technology to deliver oxygen throughout the depth of the water. This includes the water at the sediment layer.
And it'll change the sediment basically from anaerobic to aerobic, allowing the good bacteria to overtake the bad bacteria.
Anaerobic conditions, which means without oxygen, can lead to an overgrowth of algae. By shifting conditions to aerobic near the sediment layer, this addition of oxygen stimulates and accelerates the good bacteria to break down organic muck more efficiently. Right now, the Wisconsin DNR is allowing the Tri-Lakes region to do a 10% test on Lake Camelot. They want to be sure having these units inject nanobubbles into the lakes isn't going to hurt the lakes or their inhabitants. Once the DNR is satisfied by the data, the units will eventually be installed on all 3 lakes.
We're basically spearheading this for the state of Wisconsin. We have about 200 lake districts in the state, and I've got 30 of them in the wings waiting to see the results here so they can start pushing it as well.
Property owners say they've seen many attempts to rid the lakes of algae. One owner stated there's Band-Aids and there's cures. Hasdahl replied, this is a cure.
You're going to see a lot of this happening over the next couple of years because it's a solution. It's not a Band-Aid. And this will help us restore the lakes back to what they should be.
I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to Civic Media News.
The Brewers are back home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers have the day off before opening a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the San Diego Padres. The Brewers beating the Reds yesterday 9-1 at Great American Ballpark thanks to home runs from Jackson Chourio, Isaac Collins, and Daz Cameron, whose father Mike played for the Crew in 2009. What has Daz learned from his dad?
Stay within the moment and understand that there are going to be times where we're going to win, sometimes we're going to lose, and just continue. Be prepared.
NFL, the Packers center Elgton Jenkins has been holding out for a new contract. What about Zach Tom, the starting right tackle? Asked why he's reported to OTAs.
I don't really think it'll do me any good to sit out. I'm trying not to worry about the contract situation. I'm just trying to do what's best for the team. And being here with the guys, I think that's worth a lot more than the contract situation will take care of itself.
That's Packers right tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly to mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media. And the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and has and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, welcome back. It is 7:06 now. Welcome back up north on this Thursday morning, June 5th. Nice to have you along here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be talking to Congressman Mark Pocan a little bit later on this hour, talking about the big bloated boondoggle of Donald Trump and House Republicans, some of whom are now expressing remorse, saying they didn't know exactly what was in the bill that they were voting for, which is what happens when you don't actually want to follow the usual process of passing a bill the way we all learned on Schoolhouse Rock, which includes talking to one another, reading the bill, things like that. So we'll talk to the good congressman about that coming up in just a bit. And then later on, we will talk to Chad Holmes from 98.9 WXCO to see what he's covering up in the Wausau area. Sean O'Malley will be here to talk about money and markets, especially the newest Trump tariff out there, tariffs on aluminum and on imported beer. And of course, the aluminum goes into cans. And so even if you're a domestic beer drinker, if you're a beer drinker, Donald Trump just jacked up your prices. And it's going to do so much more damage to people who work in industries that rely on, you know, food and beverages than anything it might do for, you know, U.S. steel and aluminum production. But that's what we're living in right now. Let's see, we've got Brittany Merlot off today. We hope to have her back tomorrow because she would be the first one to wish Rob from Tigerton a happy birthday. So Parker Olson and I will have to do it instead. Rob, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rob.
He says that in Tigerton, it is sunny and 50 degrees. He says, today is my birthday, and I've got lawns to mow today. Yesterday I did 4 yards. I mowed 12 lawns total. And he said he also wanted to mention that last night was the 49th anniversary of the greatest game in NBA Finals history, when the Boston Celtics defeated the Phoenix Suns 128-126 in triple overtime to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. And let's see, a few days later, I always remember Guard Heard from Phoenix hitting a buzzer beater at the end of the second overtime. And he says, thank you very much for the birthday wishes. So, and look at that, Tony wishing a happy birthday to Rob on YouTube as well. So we're just turning this into a one big Rob birthday party.
Yeah, he's a celebrity. We got to celebrate. Yeah,
I know, as it should be. I suppose we could give people a chance to win some stuff. What do you think?
That's a good idea. I like winning stuff.
Okay, well, I'm all in favor of stuff as well. So that takes us to the Scani Summer Text to Win contest, done statewide across the network 4 times a day. Each day or each one of these hourly contests 4 times during the day, you can win either $100 cash or a pair of brewer's tickets, nice club-level tickets. And he said, let's see, we got each entry puts you in the drawing for one of the grand prizes, which includes a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway with some gas money to get you there. Each time we do this, there's a different keyword that you need to text us through the Civic Media app before the end of the hour. So if you don't have the app downloaded in the usual places, Apple, Google, go to one of the stations on the app, okay? And then we give you the keyword and you text that puppy in and you are in the running for a prize. He said, scrolling down to see what is today's prize. Today's prize is a pair of Brewers tickets this hour if you text this keyword before the end of the hour. Road, R-O-A-D. Text Road through the Civic Media app to one of the stations on that app by the end of the hour. You're in the running for a pair of Brewers tickets. And again, you will also be entered into the drawing for one of the grand prizes, a Wisconsin Dells area getaway or a Door County getaway. If you want to see the complete contest rules, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. And again, you will have new chances to play with new keywords at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. So there you go. The Piscani Summer Text to Win contest. The keyword is road, R-O-A-D. Text that to us by the end of an hour, and we could make you the winner of Brewers tickets and maybe a big grand prize drawing as well. So we will be talking to the congressman in just a sec here about what's happening in D.C. with the big bloated boondoggle that President Trump is trying to pass. And if you missed it last hour, we talked a bit about the developments closer to home where, again, Republicans are just trying to ram through whatever they want without having to actually negotiate. But before I give you the update on what's happening in Madison, I want to say with great happiness that the story I'm reading from here in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is from Jesse O'Point. And it is just wonderful to see her name there again. She'd been out with a health concern for quite some time and put up a post yesterday about being back and thanking people for expressing their concern. And I have definitely missed her writing there. And it's great to see her back writing for the Journal Sentinel. And it's where I again make that pitch to you that it's great to have free stuff. All right, TV, local radio, Up North News. We've never had a paywall. We never will have a paywall. Other places that do have a paywall and are worth subscribing to, you should subscribe to. And you should do that for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, if only for Jesse O'Point and Molly Beck and the rest of the politics team that writes articles. So having said that and welcome Jesse back, she's the one that wrote the article for them about how months of budget negotiations have fallen apart. Republicans walked away from the negotiating table, and it was pretty easy to see this coming because, again, we've got Republicans both in D.C. and in Madison who are looking to get everything that they want and will do everything possible not to allow their enemy, as they see Democrats, to get any kind of a win. If you'll recall in the last budget, Republicans wanted a great big tax cut for the highest brackets, and Governor Evers, of course, vetoed it. And eventually he signed a budget with some partial vetoes that did include some tax cuts, and he took some of the credit for it because that's what a governor gets to do. You sign the bill or you send it back to the legislature. Whether Republicans liked it or not, he's part of the process. If he weren't part of the process, they would have written it in an entirely different way. But that so incensed Republicans. Oh, my goodness. For 2 years now, they have just been tangled up in knots in anger that Governor Evers would take any credit for a tax cut that's in there, even though he's actually been pushing for years for a better tax cut than anything they proposed. Not bigger than what they proposed, but that's because, again, theirs would have gone to the very rich. The governor's would have gone to the middle class. So this time around, with a $4 billion surplus, I again say for emphasis, a $4 billion surplus. Why does he always say that for emphasis? Because as a legislator, at the start of the Great Recession, we had to deal with a $6 billion shortfall. So I look at these guys with their $4 billion surplus, and they can't figure out a way to pass a budget in record time that makes everybody happy. It is either hubris or laziness or arrogance to the hilt with these Senate and Assembly Republicans, and now they're walking away after months of negotiations, even after Governor Evers agreed to much of their tax cut plan. Because you see, because of their anger about the governor taking credit last time around, they were demanding that they take care of the tax cut part first before they take care of the spending side. They wanted to make sure that their fingerprints were all over any kind of a tax cut. Okay, the governor said, let's talk. And they did. And they, according to the governor, you know, did reach consensus. He was willing to compromise on their tax cut plans. Evers' statement says the concept of compromise is simple. Everyone gets something they want and no one gets everything they want. He said he had agreed to support the Republicans' half of the deal and their top tax priorities, while Republicans could not reach consensus within their caucus to back Evers' proposals. In other words, there was no negotiation. There was no compromise. There was, well, okay, thanks for inviting us to talk. We got what we wanted. Now give us what we want. You know, we're not going to take anything that you want, or at least come to any kind of a level that is remotely responsible. Because keep in mind, let's just talk about schools for a second. Public schools in Wisconsin have been underfunded compared to the rate of inflation for 16 consecutive years. And so then you see reaction, like, for example, the Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August had put up a tweet, something like, he was mocking the fact that schools and universities were needing, you know, at least $1 billion in new money. And again, he was mocking it with the hashtag not going to happen, hashtag tone deaf. No, Representative August, tone deaf is underfunding public schools for 16 consecutive years to the rate of inflation. So, yeah, no wonder the need for proper state investment is so high. And yet, you didn't have to give the governor everything that he wants. You didn't have to give schools everything that they want. You didn't have to give parents who are desperate for affordable child care everything they want. You didn't have to give away everything on your position. But the fact that with a $4 billion surplus, you couldn't even come close to a win-win on investing in schools, on investing in childcare, on investing in healthcare, and continuing to make sure that broadband internet connections expand throughout parts of Wisconsin, that you couldn't take care of getting PFAS out of our water, that you couldn't take care of our farmers who are looking for new markets at a time when their president is trying to put them out of business with this trade war. There's no victory lap for you to take walking away from the negotiating table. If you talked honestly to your constituents, honestly, they would say, compromise, reach agreement, find a win-win, stop wasting time. But they don't do it that way. And one of our listeners had a good way of putting this. I've seen it all the time. Here's Cassandra writing on YouTube. I got a survey from Representative Dave Murphy, and the way he asked the questions was so partisan. So, of course, people are going to answer the way he expects or wants, and then he'll take it back and say, see, this is what the people actually think. Yeah, there's something to be said for the surveys that lawmakers put out. They're not surveys, all right? They're PR pieces. If you have a point of view of what you want your legislator to do, whether it's specific or general, then reach out to them. Go to their town hall, if they have the guts to do a town hall, and tell them about the investments that they should make while keeping taxes affordable. Again, how about cutting taxes for the middle class? That would be a help. But in walking away from the table, it only extends the process, and it extends the division, and it extends the negativity, and that's been the Republican legislators' playbook all along. A little sports at 7:19. The Brewers took 2 out of 3 from the Cincinnati Reds. Isaac Collins belted the 3-run homer for the Brewers. Jackson Churio and Daz Cameron each hit 2-run shots. The Brewers have won now their 12th consecutive series against the Reds with a 9-1 victory. They are now off today as they head home for a long homestand. They will open up a weekend homestand against San Diego. Coverage beginning at 6:35 tomorrow on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. Time to, again, talk about what's going on here in north central Wisconsin. And, of course, one of the main selling points, I think, right here downtown Wausau. Anybody who comes downtown can't help but see the Grand Theater. And it's been a big week for the Grand and a big week for our guest, Executive Director Sean Wright. And, Sean, great to see you again.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, of course, we had talked a couple of weeks ago that your big announcement for the upcoming 2025-2026 season would be out this Monday. And then you'd have the big event to have folks come by and learn more about the schedule. And it's going to sound like I'm just, you know, stroking you here, but I saw the listing on Monday of the schedule, the 39 shows.
Yeah.
That's just the start.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's the season and then there's the other shows.
But again, the thing that kind of jumps out is the different types of wonderful productions are coming in. The musical theater, the Broadway touring shows,
sure. The
rock and roll acts, the comedy. I mean, it really is such a wide variety of great entertainment coming in the next season, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what we strive for each and every year. I mean, obviously, you have your headlining shows, your anchor shows. You know, obviously, our Broadway series is a key component of that. But you're right, Broadway isn't for everybody. So you want classic rock, you want country, you want great family shows and comedy and, you know, international touring shows. And so, yeah, I feel like at the end, we built something that has something for everybody, which is always our goal.
Not going to ask you right now what you're most excited about, but obviously you get a lot of feedback after you make the announcement. What are the people telling you? What jumped out maybe that you heard about either on Tuesday evening with the event at the Grand or even starting on Monday after the publishing of the schedule?
Yeah, I think the thing that I always love is people are excited about shows that are coming for the first time. You know, like the Tina Turner musical, which is just a fabulous Tony-winning show, or Mrs. Doubtfire, another Broadway show, or actually Mark Twain Tonight, which is starring Richard Thomas, of course, the Emmy Award winner, just the second person to originate that, to play that role, originated by Hal Holbrook. But just as much, I enjoy when people are saying, oh, I'm so glad you're bringing the Ten Tenors back. I loved the Ten Tenors. Mm-hmm. It's their anniversary tour. Or Mark Martel's One Vision of Queen. Or the Oak Ridge Boys, who've been here many times, but it's their farewell tour. And their first time we've had their holiday show ever. And so that's always the thing I love, is that we get people who want to experience shows they've never seen before. It's their first time in Wausau, and as well as those Wausau favorites that they've grown to know and love over the years.
What are the Broadway shows coming this year? Because I'm always excited to hear those.
Yeah, starting in October, The Addams Family, right before Halloween. So a perfect precursor to the Halloween season.
I'm very excited about that one. I really want to see that
It's
one.
A really fun show.
It He's already really working is. On you to it's, get
I know
tickets.
So
you probably have that all the time.
I do.
Sean, come on. You give me some tickets here.
And then, you know, Tina Turner musical in November, which was a Tony Award winner. And just, I mean, obviously the music and choreography was fantastic. Kinky Boots, back for the first time in almost a decade, with, of course, won all the Tony Awards. And just one of my favorite shows of all time. Mrs. Doubtfire, as I mentioned, there for two shows on a Saturday. Not a rarity for us to get a Broadway show on a weekend.
That.
So that's a two show Saturday. We wound up with a two show Saturday because they wanted us to do a Saturday night and a Sunday afternoon, which in normal times you would say yes. But that happens to be Super Bowl Sunday. And the agent kept saying, well, just do an early show and people will come. And I said, this is Wisconsin. And if the Packers are in the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter what time we put Mrs. Doubtfire at. And I said, and I can't spend the year rooting against the Packers to make the Super Bowl.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine those playoff games?
I can't. I'd be, you know, no. Throw an interception. No. So that'll be here for two shows on a Saturday, right before the Packers play on Super Bowl Sunday. And then Richard Thomas, as we mentioned, and Mark Twain Tonight. Chicago, back for the first time. We had it during the COVID year, sold out instantly. People really wanted to see that legendary show. And then the last show is, you know, a little bit different. It's a concert as opposed to a full musical. It's called Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now. It's the three original stars of Hairspray on Broadway, of course, performing songs from that musical as well as the other musicals that they've been in. They all have long Broadway resumes, and just sharing some of the stories and everything behind the friendship that they built as three people who, they admit, didn't know each other before they were cast in Hairspray.
One of the shows that kind of jumped out to me is The Righteous Brothers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's another case of a farewell tour.
Yep.
And when I think of Bill Medley, and he's still pounding
he
it out,
still is.
Which is amazing. I know that a lot of the cover bands are wonderful. I know you have some of the some of those comes in that plays it so very well. Mm-hmm. But there's still something very special to have the original voice still be there, and especially in a farewell tour.
Absolutely. And you know that group is just fantastic. Bucky Hurd, who fills the other role, is just a fantastic singer. And I think the thing that's great is, you know, they understand that there are some songs that Bill's age, it's, you know, he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
So they fill in some great songs and stories from that era. Mm-hmm. Talk about his musical influences and have a fantastic band. His daughter's actually on tour with them. Mm-hmm. So it's really, you just walk away and then, yes, there are a couple songs you absolutely have to hear. And From the original voice.
You touched a little bit on a couple of the musical acts, but what else is going to be highlighting the musical aspect of some of these concerts?
Yeah, some of the other ones we're really excited about. The 615 Collective in November, they are an up-and-coming country act, and I really do believe that they are just on that verge of stardom, and they're going to be one of those groups that people see here and then go, wait, I saw them here, and now they're at Summerfest, now they're at Hodag and playing those stages. The legendary Judy Collins, we've been trying for a number of years to get Judy here. She was going to be on a tour with Arlo Guthrie when Arlo decided to retire from touring, and so obviously one of the greatest voices in folk music and still making records in her 70s, and really love seeing those. And then just some of the tributes that Wausau knows and loves, as I mentioned, Mark Martel's One Vision of Queen, Tusk, Fleetwood Mac tribute, the V Brothers, Jeff and Matt V, of course, the sons of Bobby V, with their I Am He Said tribute to Neil Diamond that is just phenomenal. And so, yeah, they're really something for everybody across the entire musical spectrum.
And we will talk more with Sean Wright about the new schedule for the 2025-2026 season at the Grand and what's happening right now. Coming up in about 22 minutes, but we'll send it back to Pat Kreitlow for more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Met and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of Wisconsin farmers still concerned about the tone that's been set with the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One of those, Doug Rebout, he is the president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. Rebout says that with more and more consumers generationally removed from where their food comes from, education is key.
We need to show them, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the money we're investing in technology, into our equipment, to make sure we are producing a safe and, you know, affordable product. And, you know, that's the big thing right there, that affordability. We need to make sure that, you know, what we're producing on the farm, people can afford to eat. And with these studies coming out, that's going to make it tougher. That's going to raise the price of food with these studies coming out.
Doug Rebout, farmer in Janesville, also president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, he said he is going to be watching reaction and progress from the Make America Healthy Again Commission report because he says, obviously, it could impact his farming future.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
And the Association of Equipment Manufacturers showing support for legislation that would establish a dairy innovation fund here in Wisconsin. The legislation would help small and medium-sized farms invest in next-generation agriculture technology that creates a zero-interest revolving loan program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation that would allow dairy producers to upgrade outdated equipment, adopt precision agriculture tools, and modernize manure management systems. The bill right now has been introduced by State Representative Clint Moses from Menominee and State Senator Rob Staffschult from New Richmond. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly to mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
The show kicks off with Congressman Mark Pocan, who went toe-to-toe against Russell Vogt, head of the OMB, and ate his lunch. Don't miss our chat.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Here's a reminder of this hour's keyword in the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. The word is road, R-O-A-D. Text the word road through the Civic Media app and you're in the running for Brewers tickets. Club level seats, they are great seats. I've used these. You're going to want these tickets. But you're also in the drawing as well for the grand prizes, a lovely stay in Wisconsin Dells or in Door County. Details at Civic Media's website, civicmedia.us. That again, you have till the end of the hour to text road, and then you'll have more chances to win at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. All right, we got a lot of ground to cover here with Congressman Mark Pocan, so let's just get right into that. Congressman, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Pat. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to have a lot to say about the Donald Trump's big bloated boondoggle in just a sec here, but you did recently visit the Dodge County Jail, and I wanted to start by asking about that because President Trump has once again chosen to impose some kind of a travel ban, which seemed very serious in the first term. In the second term, it almost seems more like a diversion from all of the, you know, the heist that's going on in Washington, D.C. But a lot of people are getting caught up in this anti-immigrant fervor, including undocumented immigrants who, you know, may or may not have committed any crimes. But we don't know because they're not getting due process. One of them was actually framed by somebody else who committed a crime. And yet he, the victim, is still in the Dodge County Jail. And what was that visit like for what is also an ICE detention facility?
Sure. Well, and you're right. The best way to be a pickpocket is to divert someone's attention. So Donald Trump, while they're picking our pockets to pay for a tax cut, tax break for Elon Musk and himself and anyone who could afford to go to Mar-a-Lago, you know, we're floating things like, you know, travel bans, et cetera. You know, the reason we went, and it's the only ICE facility in Wisconsin, it's at the Dodge County Jail to check it out, is because one, it's part of what we need to do for our oversight responsibility as a member of Congress, but also in New Jersey, they actually are charging a member of Congress who went and did that with some criminal laws. So, you know, I think in solidarity, many of us were like saying, all right, we're, you know, ICE is just a rogue extra governmental organization right now because they don't talk to us. And you know, we tried to reach out to him. We took the number off the website for the Milwaukee office. It's disconnected. So, you know, we can't even get a hold of someone there. We did do a tour. The county sheriff, a Republican, a partisan Republican, but was very fair. I mean, he gave us a good tour. You know, I think he didn't love that we were there, but at the same time, he was exactly what he should do. You know, he gave us a very polite, respectful tour. We saw conditions, I think, are you know, what we've seen in all the reports, they're really good conditions, and I think they run a good facility. The real problem was no one from ICE is there. About every 3 weeks they show up, other than to drop people off, and there's really no way to ask the questions we needed to ask about who's there, why they're there, what the due process rights, et cetera, are. And one of the people is a constituent of Gwen Moore's who, you know, he was framed, but at the time they didn't know. Supposedly he did a letter threatening the President Trump. But, you know, very quickly that story went south because the person's illiterate, both in English and Spanish. And this was a very well-written, very beautiful handwriting letter. Well, it turns out someone was trying to frame them to try to kick them out of the country. And they're still holding the person despite that. In fact, they supposed to have a hearing yesterday and Gwen told me they postponed it. So she's going back Friday to talk to her constituent. But, you know, it's not so much the facility that, as you might expect in Wisconsin, we do things a little better probably than other places. But it's certainly ICE, you know, the fact that then the sheriff gave me his contact number for ICE afterwards, and I called, and I've yet to get a call back, and that was Monday, today's Thursday, just shows you how they think they are above the law as an agency.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're really veering into secret police territory, police state territory, where people can be held behind bars without charges, and that nobody is accountable for this. And again, all of it to distract from the big bloated boondoggle that House Republicans passed recently, and it's over in the Senate right now. And now we're hearing from some of your Republican colleagues, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia being one of them, saying they didn't know what was in the bill before they voted for it. And I, you know, the title of this hour's episode, by the way, is Why Can't Marjorie Read? These are folks who loved playing this game when things like the Affordable Care Act was passing or any other big bills. But it turns out they're no different. When they want to ram something through, they'll apologize later for things that they didn't know were in it, but they voted for anyway.
Yeah, and every MAGA Twitter troll that has sent a message telling me I did the exact same thing with the Affordable Care Act, I wasn't in Congress then. So, you know, just...
There's that.
You can keep it coming, but I know reading is difficult, so we won't go there. No, this is the problem. You know, all the committees did this overnight votes. The Rules Committee met overnight. We voted. Some people are up for a day and a half nonstop doing the bill, and literally at the crack of dawn is when we voted on the bill. After an all-night session, if you saw members, we looked even worse than we do normally, you know, to see how tired people were. And now they're saying, oh, we didn't know what's in the bill. Well, no, you know, of course you didn't know what's in the bill. And another member from Nebraska said he didn't know about this courts provision was in the bill. And, you know, now we're finding out a lot of people are trying to step away from aspects of the bill. Well, I don't blame them. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff in that bill. If I was Derek Van Orden or Brian Stile or others in Wisconsin, and I voted for a $500 billion cut to Medicare. I voted to kick off 14 million people in the country from their health care, 11 million kids and others from food assistance. I'd be as ashamed as you can imagine as well. And then they won't do a town hall to talk about it. Look, the Wisconsin smell test, the most simple thing in the world. If you're proud of something, you brag about it. You don't hide in your basement and hope no one calls. And that's exactly what every Republican in Wisconsin is doing right now.
Well, without a doubt, and as people read it, even the world's richest man looks at this and calls it an abomination and looks at the amount that's being cut. Now, I grant you, Elon Musk and Ron Johnson and others, they're unhappy with it only because it would be better balanced if they would cut even more. Yeah. Okay. But at least they're making the point that way too much of this is going on the national credit card. Again, for people who lived to talk about how much is going on the national credit card, it seems like they feel the taxpayer can afford anything as long as it's something they want on the national credit card. In this case, tax cuts for the rich.
And now this, they're trying to present a big lie to people that no one's going to lose benefits and that this won't add to the debt. We had Russ Vogt, the director of the OMB, the architect of Project 2025, in my subcommittee yesterday. And he tried to say that again, like he did on the Sunday news shows. And I said, well, the Cato Institute, a Republican-leaning group, disagrees with you. Elon Musk disagrees with you. Senator Hawley disagrees with you. Senator Collins disagrees with you. Senator Rand, disagrees with you. Who else? There are a whole bunch of the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan agency. The directors appointed by Republicans disagree with you. I go, are you the only one that's right? And he's like, yep. So, you know, they're just trying to put this lie out. A few people like Derek Van Orden probably fundamentally believe it. But, it takes reading a little bit and you can very quickly see if you cut funds, that kind of drastic cut, $700 billion from Medicaid, $300 billion from the Affordable Care Act, $500 billion from Medicare, people are going to lose care. And it's just common sense. And, you know, unfortunately, the Republicans are just trying to ignore that they took this vote, and this is going to hang on them well into next year.
And by the way, all the focus has been, much of the focus has been on Medicaid and to a lesser degree SNAP and other things. But Medicare is involved in this as well, indirectly, but still, if folks who are seniors going, well, I'm on Medicare, I haven't heard them talk about that, so I guess I'm okay. You might not be.
No, because of the PAYGO rules, and I won't go deep into the weeds, it triggers sequestration, which is taking back of funds, and it will require a $500 billion cut to Medicare. They could have took care of it in their overnight sessions, but they just didn't want to pause for anything. They just wanted to get this done so that Donald Trump had it by Memorial Day. The problem is every Republican in Wisconsin in the House voted to cut a $500 billion from Medicare, and they didn't try to fix it along the way. So I would love to know who they think in Wisconsin doesn't deserve the money they've paid in all their life through their paychecks and their employers have paid in for Medicare, and now it's going to be cut. That is an unconscionable vote.
When we hear the talk about the deficits and the national debt and things like this, and I'm not looking that this will all be solved by you and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and things like that. But when you look at the graph of how much of that debt is there because of tax giveaways to the rich, it does make people like me feel like, well, what if we just took one of those basic wealth tax ideas that we often hear from the progressive side of the aisle? And how much of these debt and deficit problems could we address if we actually right-sized our tax code once again?
When you look at the skew these bills offer for the wealthiest, I think one analysis I saw, about 40%, the bottom 40% of people are going to pay more under this bill. People in the top 0.1% do really, really well. Top 1% really well. Top 10% do well. But, you know, pretty soon real people don't get it. And then they said, well, we did a tax on, they got rid of the tax on tips and on overtime and on auto loan interest and a tax cut for seniors. Well, those four that are for, I call real people, add up to 5% of the bill. So 95% of the bill is pork going to Elon Musk and Donald Trump. And, the rest of us get a little bit. And even then, scratch the surface. And that gold is fake that Donald Trump is putting on everything in the White House. Because, for example, the tax on tips, a third of people who are tipped or wage earners don't even make enough to pay federal income taxes. And of low and moderate waged workers, tip workers are only 5% of them. So you're ignoring the vast, vast majority of working folks. And then when it comes to overtime, there's a bunch of categories where you can't qualify. You're still going to have to pay your FICA. It's only on the overtime amount, not your regular pay amount. You still got to pay tax. And there's a whole bunch of asterisks that, like won't even fit on a sheet of paper. So a lot of these, and they're also temporary. Unlike the corporate tax cuts or the tax cuts for the wealthy are permanent, tax cuts for us are only going to last for a few years. So, this bill is the worst bill I have seen in over 30 years of being in Congress. And I can't wait to talk about it everywhere I can.
You've been in the Congress. You've been in the legislature. We talked in the last segment about the Republicans in the legislature walking away from the negotiating table with Governor Evers, and Republicans in Congress trying to ram this through in one bill because otherwise they have to follow regular order, which could subject it to the filibuster and everything else. And yet Elon Musk and some others are now saying, kill the bill. But that would mean probably going through regular order. And I know I hesitate to ask anybody to make predictions, but your thoughts anyway on whether this bill does find some way to get modified, sent through the Senate and approved again by the House, or are we actually facing the prospect of, like the previous couple of years, we get to October 1st and there's still no federal budget?
That's a separate, somewhat of a separate issue from this, but yes to that question. I'm on our probes and we don't even have all the numbers and they're asking us to start marking things up, which is ridiculous. I think the Senate originally only had 2% of the cuts of the House. So there's a big difference between the two bills. Look, I wake up to bad choices and worse choices every single day. I'm all for bad choices. To me, a bad choice is stop the cuts to healthcare and food assistance and education funding from people. I think they're going to get their tax cut bill no matter what. There's unity on that. How they pay for it might just go on the national debt like the last time, which is not a good answer. But I don't want to hurt people right now. One out of three kids in Wisconsin who gets their health insurance from Medicaid, 55% of our seniors in nursing homes. I mean, those aren't the people that should have to pay for Elon Musk to be able to put more rockets into the air.
Well, like I've said, if it ends up just all going on the national credit card, they're just going to try to once again divert people in next year's election campaigns with all kinds of other mudslinging and try to get people to forget all about their pockets being picked. Congressman Mark Pocan, as always, we appreciate the update. Thanks for what you're doing. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Take care. Safe travels to you. Let's pause here, and then we'll have more coming up all across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for being part of our mornings, powered by Up North News, here on Civic Media.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes here on this Thursday morning. Of course, a big week as the Grand Theater announced its schedule for the next 2025-2026 season. We started our discussion a little bit earlier here in hour number one with the executive director, Sean Wright. And we continue by talking a little bit about the comedy that's coming to the Grand in the next year.
And getting the Colin and Brad back.
Colin and Brad.
I tell you, I mean, they must love coming here.
They love coming here. And we love having them here. And yeah, as I was telling somebody yesterday, it's in a world where everybody's like, oh, what are artists like before the shows? And you know, I'm sure they're going through their whole things. And I'm like, no, Colin and Brad, I literally every time have to walk into the green room and go, guys, it's time to do the show. Because they're back there playing cards. They're like, oh, 2 minutes. And they walk out, they mic up their headsets, and then they go out and do 95 minutes of improv comedy.
Falling off a log for them guys, isn't it?
Just literally, they're like, oh, this is a time to, you know, it's that thing they used to say about great hitters. You can fall out of bed and, you know, and hit 300. Exactly. That is exactly what Colin and Brad are at improv comedy.
Man, oh man. Again, we're talking to Sean Wright, executive director of the Grand Theater here on 98.9 WXEO. I'm always curious about your job because I've always said it's sort of like being a general manager of a baseball team. You have to kind of do negotiations. You can make some trades and along the line. Any interesting stories or maybe one that's special that you're able to get here this coming season that may have been a little more difficult? Maybe you just say, boy, I really had to work hard and we were able to find a way to do this. Any kind of behind the curtain for what you do?
You know, I think as we look at it, I think the biggest change that our business has seen, our industry has seen, is it used to be announced a season and that was kind of it. It went out into the world. You printed the brochure was all of the shows. Well, yes, we've got these 39 shows that are part of our subscription season, our core season, but we already have announced a half dozen other shows upcoming. And some of those to have the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band here on their farewell tour. Old Crow Medicine Show plays venues so much larger than ours. That was one of those, to your point, never thought they would come here. Phone call and a bunch of emails and back and forth later, and suddenly, you know, they're here. And when I we just announced, in the midst of all our announcing, Molly Tuttle, one of the, you know, she's headlining Blue Ox here and Bluegrass Festival here in a couple of weeks, to have her at the Grand. So, yeah, it is, you know, and the thing with those is, yes, we would love to wrap them all into the season, but these are big national tours with national announces. And so, you know, to your point, it's where you have to be adaptive. I guess it's the equivalent of you've got free agency in the off season, but then you also have the trade deadline to enhance your ball club, and that's a little bit of what we do.
Sometimes you find yourself, you know, thinking, we got a wonderful schedule or we have a wonderful roster, and then you get that opportunity to add something.
I agree. I would say that, you know, right now, I even just yesterday, I was having a conversation with somebody, you know, talking about a show for the spring, and I'm going, boy, I mean, I really like where we're at, but that'd be a really good show to add. along those lines, it's complicated because our 25-26 season will be a little bit abbreviated time wise, right? Because we'll get to just after the 1st of May of next year, and that's when our construction work will start on the restoration and renovation of spaces.
Well, I guess that kind of, you know, begs the question. Boy, I mean, you talk about just, you know, I can't imagine looking at your desk. Just think that there must be so much right there on that desk between this new season, between everything that always occurs just normally, and then now this, again, campaign for the next century.
Yeah, it's a lot. Fortunately, we've got a really fantastic team, and, you know, I'm just, they really run things. I'm just kind of there, you know, directing traffic, but yes, it is very much a, this window normally for an arts organization like ours, a nonprofit, is the busiest time of the year, because you're wrapping up a fiscal year, you're getting ready, budgeting, all of those things, you're announcing a new season, you're putting all kinds of shows on sale, and then, yes, plop down in the middle of it a $17 million campaign, and, you know, the fundraising aspect of that, as well as the working with contractors and architects side of it. So, yeah, it's a little bit crazy, but it's really exciting and really, all it takes is a couple of nights like we had earlier this week, as people come out and are excited about not just the season, but the campaign, and giving us plenty of feedback on which of the seat prototypes they want to see in the theater. And it kind of gives us a little bit of a juice to keep going.
Well, for folks that are very excited for the current 39 show schedule for the 2025-2026 year, they can jump on board right now, can't they?
They can. You can subscribe with four shows or more. That gets you the seating in this window, as well as discounts and access when we do announce those new shows. And we have some that will definitely be announced over the year and other exclusive things. So, yes, you can do that online. You can do it by calling the box office or by stopping down. I was just walking over here, our operators were standing by. They were actually very busy. They were handling orders with patrons in the box office this morning. So,
and I guess finally, is there anything happening here in the near future that you want to kind of talk about before we wrap it up?
Yeah, we've got, as we said, we've got a couple of shows over the next month. Comedian Mark Ronson, only about 200 tickets left for that. He's one of the hottest acts working today. As we get into the month of July, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, as I mentioned earlier, fewer than 50 tickets remain for that. Old Crow Medicine Show as well, and then Straight No Chaser. So we've got some really high profile national acts coming to town over the next 30 plus days.
And again, if people want to gobble up those tickets or even look ahead, what do you do?
Go to Grand Theater, that's ER,
of course,
.org, and they will notice that along with other things, we've adopted the all-in ticketing model. So the price that you see now is the price that you pay. All the fees are included. No more clicking through and getting the what we all call the Ticketmaster surprise of what, my $20 ticket has a $40 fee. Not that we did that, but others did. But we are thankful to the government for making all of us do something.
Thank you. Thank you to them, and thank you to you, Sean Wright. And
absolutely.
Again, congrats on a wonderful week, and just keep on and keep on.
That's
right?
What we're going to do. Thanks.
That is Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater. Well, coming up on the top of the hour, information update, news, weather, sports, and then it's the final hour this morning of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Back to Pat in just a few here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's issued a proclamation banning travel to the U.S. from 12 countries. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It targets people from specific countries in the Western Hemisphere, like Haiti and Venezuela, as well as places in Africa like Libya and Somalia. There's also Afghanistan and others.
Mr. Trump's also blocking most foreign students from entering the country to attend his least favorite Ivy. Correspondent Nikki Batiste.
In a statement, a Harvard spokesperson called it an illegal retaliatory step in violation of the school's First Amendment rights and said Harvard will continue to protect its international students.
The president's also threatening the accreditation of Columbia University. Police in Washington state asking for help as they hunt for Army veteran Travis Decker, suspected of killing his three young daughters. Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We're not just keeping our focus here within Chelan County. We're also focusing nationwide on other leads that are coming out.
CBS News Brief.